Verenda and Healy appeared offshore last night, but Nome residents are still waiting for the delivery of their fuel. KNOM's Ben Matheson has the story.
All morning and afternoon, Nome residents were waiting for the two specks on the horizon to get bigger, signaling movement of the 1.3 million gallons of fuel towards the city. The Coast Guard cutter Healy and Russian tanker Renda had remained roughly 7 miles offshore of Nome, where they parked late last night. Finally, around 1:30 this afternoon, those closely watching the ships sent some progress. No agency, the Coast Guard or Vitus Marine, is willing to put an arrival time on the Renda. Marine pilot Captain Rick Entiman has been in communication with the Healy and Renda for the past few days. He says stubborn shore-fast ice has been difficult for the vessels today.
Just because you can see specks doesn't mean they're going to all of a sudden loom right out in front of you. They are dealing with Mother Nature and the ice. I'm trying to be so careful at this time.
And in being careful, Entiman says traversing to Nome doesn't mean simply going from point A to point B.
It's a series of zigzags and forward two steps, back one. Forward one step, back three. You know, let's try this, let's try that. But everybody up there is working really hard.
Moving towards the final and most challenging mile, there are still questions about whether the Renda will take the lead position for the last stretch in. Coast Guard Commander Scott Johnson is the operations section chief for Forward Operating Base Nome.
We're not sure that's going to happen exactly. There are several plans in place here. There's many tools that the captain on the Healy and the personnel on the Renda, the captain on the Renda, have at their discretion. And we're not certain whether the Renda is going to take the lead or not at this point, but that will be worked out by them.
Earlier plans called for the Renda to move in front as the water becomes too shallow for the Healy. The Healy has had to directly assist the Renda throughout the 300 miles of ice, and the Healy's ice-breaking power could ultimately be critical in getting the Renda out. Ice experts have identified several specific thick pressure ridges that would work for mooring of the Renda. Even with the vessels in sight, no one is committing to a specific ridge or position. As the Renda will very quickly become frozen in the ice, planners must ensure that the Renda can get out after 36 or 48 hours or more of fueling operations. The Healy, however, can only come to within a half mile of the harbor entrance due to her 29-foot draft. Johnson says a balance is what they're ultimately hoping for.
Closer is better, but we want to balance the safety perspective with how close they come in. So there are several tools available to them. We're going to try to get a nice, good mooring for the Renda and a stable mooring, and hopefully she'll get in close enough to one of those ridges where things will work out fine for laying out the hose.
And as for today's labored efforts from 7 nautical miles out, Johnson says things are indeed moving slowly in the final miles, but they are hopeful on making the ultimate mooring today.
By end of day today, we'll be ready, very happy to have the Renda moored up and in position and be ready soon thereafterwards to start to work the ice and prepare the ice to run out the hose to her.
A 12-hour period will be necessary to freeze the Renda into place. The mission's delivery plans, as approved by the state, require that the initial fueling operations begin during daylight hours. Reporting in Nome, I'm Ben Matheson.